This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The 54th annual Rock and Gym Show is coming up May 2nd and 3rd from the Umpqua Gym and Mineral Club. Jason Jacobus, one of the organizers, in to talk about it. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
Yeah, so a big event this year, and let it rock, let it roll. The theme there sounds a little ominous, like a little rock concert. Oh, but it is kind of a rock concert.
Yeah, well, that's the Let It Rock, Let It Roll is kind of what rock tumbling is, where the rocks are rolling around in the tumbler. So it's a little play on words in regards to that. But it's definitely a rock show. There'll be plenty of gym and minerals there at the Douglas County Fairgrounds in Douglas Hall.
Yeah, so that is a Saturday-Sunday event, right?
Yeah, Saturday. I will start in at 9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
And I know you really kind of emphasize a lot of things, not just for folks maybe your age or older that are into this as a hobby, but trying to get kids interested in this too.
Yeah, we have a pretty robust junior club, so we will have our kids zone there, and there's a lot of fun there. We'll also have free kid rock hunts going on. That's a lot of fun for those that have done it in the past. We've got a lot of rock that we throw out, and it's amazing how fast those kids pick up the rock.
So how did you get into this to begin with?
I really enjoyed the hobby at a young age, and just as an adult got more into it, and I really kind of enjoyed the lapidary part of it. But there's rock hunting, there's the lapidary, there's the geology, there's so many facets that if you enjoy one thing, there's something there for you to enjoy.
So explain the lapidary part. What does that mean?
So lapidary arts is basically taking a rough rock, cutting it into slabs, and then carving it into what they call a cabochon, which you can wear as a pendant or make into a ring or various things like that.
So really kind of into jewelry almost.
Yeah. So it's taking from rough rock to jewelry, and we have, as a club, we have equipment. We teach people how to do that. We also go on rock hunts so we can show you where the rock is and how to find it, because sometimes you have to dig. Sometimes it's on the surface. It just depends on what you're looking for and where it's located.
Now, for the Gym and Mineral Club, one of the things you mentioned, having the equipment, because some of this equipment is not cheap.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. Some of the grinders can go as much as, you know, over $2,000. Some of the bigger saws, again, over $2,000. You got saw blades at the price of $300. So it's a pretty expensive hobby. So it's nice to have a club that has equipment you can use, so you can find out, hey, this is something I want to do at home, and purchase that equipment yourself.
And you said before that the Umpqua Valley is a great area for rock.
Yeah. So you've got petrified wood, you have agates, you have jaspers, all found locally. If you go over into Central Oregon, you have the thunder eggs. Down south in the plush area, you've got sunstones. So lots of different things. There's opal in Oregon. There's so many different types of rock. It's kind of a mecca for rock hounds.
Now, you do this show every year, but you've got this club. How often do they meet?
Well, our club actually is going to meet tomorrow night at Westside Christian Church. It's always on the second Wednesday. We do have a little potluck kind of show and tell at about 6 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock we have a program. And then this will be our last meeting before our show, which is coming up May 2nd and 3rd.
How many people do you have involved in the club?
Well, I would say the club meetings, we have anywhere between 50 and 60 people. And then the club itself is probably 100 people strong.
Wow. So that's a lot of people interested in this.
Yeah. Like I said, we go on monthly rock hunting, rock hounding trips, and we have a junior program that meets up, and they do various things. They'll actually have a booth at our show. Actually, this show will be one of our biggest shows. We'll have 40-plus vendors at this event.
So to get into the event, what's the admission?
It is $3, and kids 12 and under are free with an adult.
Now, if people want to find out more about the Umpqua Gym and Mineral Club, how do they do that?
They can go to our Facebook page, Umpqua Gym, or we have an Umpqua Gym and Mineral .com website.
All right. Anything else people ought to know?
No, we're just looking forward to the show, and hopefully we'll see a bunch of you out there on May 2nd and 3rd.
All right, Jason Jacobus, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
836 at the Morning Report.